Welcome to the 54 Problems Podcast, the global mini golf podcast. Hear from some of the best players in the sport. Look ahead to some of the biggest tournaments and have a chance to win some amazing prizes. And now your hosts, Andrew Edmonds and Simon Brown.
Hello and welcome to the 54 Problems Podcast. I'm your co-host, Andrew Edmonds. Welcome one and all, and thank you so much for joining us. And with me, as always, you are never going to believe it. It's Simon Brown. Hello, Simon.
Hello. It's fantastic to be back. It seems like it's been a long time.
We've had a little bit of a break because of New Year. Happy New Year, by the way.
Yes, indeed, yeah, and Merry Christmas, felicitations, whatever it is that you set up.
Yeah. Are you the type of person to do New Year's resolutions? Have you thought about that at all?
I'm the type of person to accept I won't stick to them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, optimism, that's it. I just want to be optimistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interpret that how you will. What about you?
Yeah, fair enough. Recently, I've taken up running with Aki, who's my dog, remember? This is a little bit like the time I told you I was going camping with Aki, and your first thought that I was going camping with Aki Suhlman, the winner of the wagon, and not my dog, Aki. But yes, I've taken up running with my dog, Aki, doing that in the new year.
I mean, that is a documentary I would watch if you do either of these things with Aki Suhlman. Yeah, sounds like Alan Partridge's idea for TV shows.
I'm sure he'd love it. So, to kick us off in the new year then, we've got a player spotlight episode. This is perhaps the player that we've got the most requests to talk to. So it's a massively exciting episode.
Yes, yeah. I mean, when you look at the big names about the globe, there's one thing a lot of them have in common, and that is experience, and they have a bit of age and a few, you know, advancing years on their side. And when you look at young, upcoming talent, there's only one name in his age group that stands out, and that's who we've got today.
Very exciting. Before we bring out our guests, then, I'd just like to do a really quick thank you, seeing as this is my favourite part of the episode, to our champions of the podcast for their support in helping us do this. So thank you very much, Sevi Kukielka, for supporting the podcast. If any of our listeners would like to support the podcast, you can do so at patreon.com/54problems. You can get in touch with us on our Facebook page, also called 54 Problems, or by emailing 54problems@gmail.com. That's 54 spelt out in letters. If you would like to know anything more about mini golf or adventure golf, or just for a little bit of a chat, or to give us some criticism, we get a lot of that, so... Okay, joining us today in our first episode of 2023 for a player spotlight, we have the winner of the 2022 Czech Adventure Golf Masters and Czech Adventure Golf Tour, and the former Youth World Champion. Please welcome to the 54 Problems Podcast, Matěj Velček.
Oh, hello. Thank you for the invitation, and I'm very happy. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming. How are you?
I'm very good. Stay healthy, so no problem. And you, Andrew?
Yeah, very well. We were just talking before the podcast. We figure out that, obviously, you know me. We're in the same adventure golf team. We're in Horny Bezhnikov.
Of course. Golf.
Perhaps you've met Simon before as well at a wagon, Simon?
Yeah, I think we may have passed each other at Wagum in Kungälv in Sweden. I was quite new to the game at that point. I think I was quite lucky to even be at the Wagum. And obviously the Czech team were doing what they do best, but I did see Matty and wave. Though I do believe, judging by the first couple of minutes of this, is English has come on so much in that time.
Yeah, certainly more than my Czech. Anyway, I'm glad we're not doing this recording in Czech, just to say that. You waved to Matty. Did Matty wave back?
I think he may just have shouted rubbish and moved on.
Yeah, rubbish is my favorite word in English, so yeah.
So he saw you playing and he shouted rubbish at you.
Yeah, and I thought, I accept that. That's acceptance. We'll move on.
So if Mathieu's English has improved, has your adventure golf improved? Would he still shout rubbish at you next time you see each other?
Yeah, this is why I stick to talking about the game in audio format, not video, so nobody can tell if I can play well.
Sure. So, Mathieu, we have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about how you started playing the sport, how you first got interested, what it was like. We said earlier that you're a world champion, what that was like. And you've had an amazing 2022 as well, the Czech Adventure Golf Masters and the Czech Adventure Golf Tour. So we're going to talk all about that because you've had a great year. A lot of people are very excited to see what you're going to do next as well. So it's great to have you here and talking to you.
Yeah, I'm very happy because last year, 2022, is very nice for me. I win at the Czech Masters. It's the biggest tournament in the Czech Republic. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Czech Adventure Golf Tour is the same. It's the biggest tour in the Czech Republic in the adventure golf. So yeah, I'm very happy. And for the new year, same finish.
Yeah, okay. So let's start about with your history then with the sport. When did you first start playing? Or for anyone that doesn't know, how old are you now? And when did you start playing the sport?
I'm 16 years old now. Mm-hmm. And my adventure golf first tournament in the Czech Republic is 10 years ago, 2014, in Horní Bezděkov.
So you were 6 years old when you started.
Yes, playing. Yeah, yeah. My wow. Adventure golf career is start in the 6 years ago.
Okay.
So yeah.
When you were 6 years old.
Yeah.
10 years ago. Okay. And so, what made you start playing? Why did you start playing? What made you interested in the sport?
My father.
Yeah.
Played adventure golf and great adventure golf in the first course in the Horní Bezděkov and Czech Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel start play 29, I don't know. And I started 2013 when my father say, Mate, come on, play. And I played.
Mm.
In the 10 years ago, and it is very nice.
Yeah, okay. So your father, Daniel Velček, he designs adventure golf courses then?
Yes.
Over the Czech Republic?
Yes.
And one at Horní Bezděkov?
Of course.
As well, yeah, okay. And when you first started playing, did you love it immediately? Did you really enjoy it when you first started playing?
Yeah, I like this sport.
Yeah.
And this is my very good hobby.
Mm-hmm.
For me and for my family.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very happy. I start in the 2014 and still I love it. Yeah.
So you loved it. You loved it in 2013 and you love it.
Yeah.
You love it still.
And everything.
Yeah. Okay. You were six years old. Did Daniel buy equipment? Did he put a putter in your hand and give you some mini golf balls and said, yeah?
Yeah, this is same.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is a same situation. Then Daniel say, yeah, one putter for me and I started and one ball and starting the new course. And yeah, that's good results. 45 first round in my career, I think. So yeah, this is my start.
So your first round, your first tournament round was 35 at Horní Bezděkov.
In practice, not tournament.
In practice, yeah, in practice. In practice you got a 35. And you were 6 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a 36 the other day. And I'm 33. So that's quite something. Yeah. And that's what we call the front course now, right?
Yeah, in the front course.
In the front course.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And when did you start playing internationally then? Can you remember when you started playing abroad?
2014. This is my first tournament.
2014, okay.
Yeah, in the Sweden, in the April, when I played in the Gullbergsbro course adventure golf. And this is good tournament. First experience for me and for the next years in the adventure golf.
Okay, so you would have been 7 or 8 then when you first played in Europe, in Sweden.
I think 8 years.
Okay. And then, see, you were playing internationally, and then, as we've said, you went to become the youth world champion at the World Adventure Golf Masters.
Yeah, this is very nice tournament for me, because I played in the first World Adventure Golf Masters in Croatia.
Uh-huh.
In 2017,
mm-hmm.
when Pasi Aho contacted to my father, and I go to the Croatia, and first World Adventure Golf Masters, and I win in the Croatia. This is love moment on my career.
And what did you feel like when you were playing that tournament? Did you feel like you could win? Were you nervous? Were you excited? Were you happy? What was the experience like?
I am not nervous. Go to the Croatia, is the World Adventure Golf Masters.
Yeah.
No stress.
Yeah.
Enjoy this tournament. And I say to my father, I play for the happy.
Yeah.
For the relax, don't stress, first experience for me and first experience for the father, and yeah, this is first experience and first words in the World Adventure Golf Masters to my father.
And then becoming a world champion, what did that feel like?
For me it's big surprise. Because I played I start 2013 and 2017 is my first World Adventure Golf Masters. So 4 years I played adventure golf. So for me it's big surprise and I'm very, really happy. And big impulse for me for the next years in adventure golf. And into this year, and this tournament, is my career is start.
Yeah, okay.
Because I win in the World Adventure Golf Masters.
Yeah, okay. So that pushed you on to get better, to get better, to get
better.
Yeah.
2018, I played in the second World Energy Golf Masters in the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
It's the third place. 2019, in second place in Kungälv. And now I played last year in Kuopio World Energy Golf Masters in fourth place. It's the not good tournament, but good enough and go to the up in the next years.
So before 2022, you hadn't won a major tournament yet. You hadn't won the Czech Adventure Golf Masters. You hadn't won the marathon. You hadn't won the Open yet. So before 2022, you did not have your name on the total.
Yeah.
Even though you were a very, very good player and lots of people were watching you, before 2022, you hadn't won a major tournament yet. And then last year, in 2022, you finally did it. You won the Czech Adventure Golf Masters and the Czech Adventure Golf Tour. So you'll get your name on the totem now. You'll do that soon. What did it feel like to finally win that after trying for so long?
It was a relief. I had a goal for 2022.
Mm-hmm.
To win a big tournament, and I did it, so yeah, I was happy and I reached my goal.
Good. So it's a big relief.
Yeah. For me,
yeah.
It's relief. Yeah.
Because you really, really wanted to win
yeah.
a big tournament.
Yeah.
Do you feel like in 2022, what do you think changed so that you finally got the win? What changed? More practice, more focus?
Yeah, more practice, and here is, for me, it's good. I more practicing every day, every hour. My average hour is 5.
Yeah. 5 hours practice.
Yeah. I practice only me, only with my players, my teammates, you, Andrew, and other players from Agehabe team. And this is good training for me with my teammates and 4 or 5 hours.
Wow.
This is my good plan for the good results in the tournament.
So you are practicing a lot, and what about your focus and your attention?
Yeah, I got to a good place in my mind, so yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. And so how did it feel then to win the Czech Adventure Golf Masters at Horní Bezděkov? When you had won and you got the trophy, and it's a €1,250 prize as well. Yeah, you're nodding. How did it feel then to get the trophy, to get the money, to win the gold medal? You finally done it. What did it feel like?
This is a good question. It felt like I was dreaming. I sacrificed a lot for this. It was an honor. I practiced so much.
Yeah.
And missed out on the so much, even school. So yeah, it felt like it was all worth it. If you work hard, you will see results.
Yeah, okay, so you felt like you worked really, really hard for it, but in the end it was worth it, all the effort and all of the practice.
Yes, of course.
So that was 2022, which finished with you also winning the overall Czech Adventure Golf Tour. A lot of people now are watching you, thinking you're the next big star, the next big celebrity of the sport. Have you thought about what you want to do next? What are your plans for the future? What do you want to do in 2023? In 2024, what do you want to do with the sport? So you've had a great and amazing 2022. What do you want to do now in the future?
Yeah. My future now is, I still play now adventure golf, and I study in high school, and this is my future now. And 10 years, next 10 years, I don't know. Yeah, I think I play adventure golf and I study in my new high school. So yeah, this is my plan for the future.
Yeah. And do you want to be the best in the world? Do you want to be, now you're the best in the Czech Republic. In 2022, you're the best in the Czech Republic. Do you want to be the best in the world?
This is my goal for this new year, 2023. Yeah. I win in the World Adventure Golf Masters in the youth category. This is my first goal.
Yeah.
And in general class,
yes.
I don't know, for me hard now.
Mm-hmm.
But next 3-4 years is the good goal for me. And I practice too much and here we go.
Yeah, okay.
I believe the Wagum in 2024 is being held in the Czech Republic. Is that a big opportunity for you to perform in the general class?
Hard question. I don't know. Yeah, 2024 is the World Adventure Golf Masters in Brno, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Not confirmed, but.
Yeah, maybe, but yeah. 60% to yes. So, yeah, this is good. World Adventure Golf Masters in the Czech Republic, when is this my goal in the win is the general class. Yeah, too much hard for me, because in the millions players from the world, from Finland, from Sweden, from Germany. So very good goal for me.
Do you like the course?
What course? Eva, Adam, or
Eva?
Eva.
Because the wagon will probably be on.
Yeah, Eva. Yeah, maybe in Eva. Yeah, Eva is good course, not easy, a little bit hard, but good for play and good for the good results. And I like Eva,
you
because
like it.
It's the easy. So yeah, I'm ready for the big war.
Yeah. Okay, and Mathieu, say now that you're talking to Simon. If Simon's going to visit Horny Bezhukov, it's a course that you know very, very well. Sometimes you practice 5 hours a day there. What would you say to Simon? What advice would you give Simon? This is what you should do at Horny Bezhukov. What balls you should bring, how to prepare for the course. What holes are difficult, what holes are hard. So, and this year, maybe Portuguese players will be playing at Horny Bezhukov in the Czech Adventure Golf Masters. What would you say to someone that's playing Horny Bezhukov for the first time? What advice can you give them? How do you play Horny Bezhukov? What balls should they bring?
I think anyone playing in the Horny Bezhukov for the first time should bring a lot of patience and stamina. Because the course can be tricky. And bring a lot of balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it look as a long time to the feature, but the best balls for the holes.
Speaking of mini golf balls, do you know how many mini golf balls you have?
In the December 2022, 200.
200?
200 mini golf balls and 10 golf balls, only 10.
Okay.
And yeah, 200 mini golf balls in one big container and one mini bag. And yeah, 200 mini golf balls.
Okay, that's a lot of balls. When you look back over the last 10 years, you playing adventure golf for the last 10 years, does anything else come into your mind, makes you happy? So we already spoke about the Czech Adventure Golf Masters, the World Adventure Golf Masters. When you look back over the last 10 years, what do you think about what makes you happy with the way that you played adventure golf?
Of course, it went by so fast. Yeah. And of course, winning the World Championship.
Yeah.
It was the great. And to be honest, I am grateful because my dad brought me into the sport. So yeah, I'm happy I get to spend time with him.
Okay. That's very nice. So one of the things you like the most, spending time with your father, playing the sports, training with your father.
Yeah. I practice it only to my father and with my father. And now, because my father is working and I go to the school, so maybe next week, I training with my father.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, personally speaking, I've seen it myself in tournaments when you and your father are playing. You're very happy when your father wins. For example, the Fiagam, you were very, very happy when Daniel won the Fiagam.
Yeah, my father is good player, and when my father is winning, I'm very happy because my father is a very nice player.
Yeah.
And I win, and my father is very happy.
Yes, going back to talking about mini golf balls, do you have your own ball of fame yet? And if you don't have any balls of your own, do you have any plans now you've won a major?
I already have one ball, but not a 3D. Ball of Fame, not yet, because 3D contact me if wanted one Ball of Fame, but I politely declined because I already have one from my dad. So
okay. Yeah. Okay. Mathieu, are you ready for some quick questions?
Okay, I'm ready.
Sound confident.
No, I'm strong, no problem.
So this is getting to know you.
Getting to know you.
Okay, Mathieu, do you have a mini golf nickname? And if so, where did it come from?
Good question.
Yeah.
But my nickname?
Your nickname.
Super Mathieu, maybe.
Super Mathieu.
Super Mathieu, maybe.
Super Mathieu, yeah.
And maybe Hero. It's the second nickname, is maybe.
Yeah.
And maybe Strongman. It's the third and final nickname for me.
Yeah, okay. In English, Velček is a little... Is it wolf?
Little wolf.
A little wolf.
Yeah.
So you could be the wolf as well.
Yeah, and maybe superhero little wolf.
Superhero little wolf.
Is a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. What is your greatest achievement in your career? So when you look over your career, what are you the most proud of, the most happy with?
In my World Adventure Golf Masters title.
Your World Adventure Golf Masters title.
And Czech Adventure Golf Masters title.
Okay.
So Czech champion and world champion.
Pretty good. Pretty good achievements. Pretty good achievements.
I'm very happy.
Yeah. What is your advice to new players? If you meet someone just starting adventure golf, a new player, what do you say to them from a world champion?
Hard question. Of course, don't be afraid. It takes time to see results, and don't give up, because get all the experience you can get.
Uh-huh.
And it is good to watch good players. Uh-huh. That is how you can get better. So this is good for the new players.
Yeah, good advice. I think good advice. Most people just say enjoy the game, which we're always sick of hearing. So it's good advice. It's good advice. What is your favorite course?
My favorite course in the adventure golf
in the world.
In
any course. Mini golf, adventure golf, crazy, whatever. What's your favorite?
Of course, my hometown is Horní-Bezděkov.
Of course.
And in the Europe, my favorite course in the Gulbergsbro in Göteborg. Because in the Gulbergsbro, I played first tournament in the Europe. So for me, it's love course.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Do you want to play in America? Do you want to play in Australia outside of Europe?
This is good question. Mm-hmm. I will play maybe in the November with my father in the Pop Stroke in the America. This is first tournament for me in the America. Daniel played in the Las Vegas in the 2018 in the MSOP.
Mm-hmm.
So for the Daniel is the second tournament.
Okay. This is an interesting question. Okay. if you can time travel, okay, you can travel in time, you can go forwards in time or you can go backwards in time, but you have to pick one place that you go to in time. Now, when you go to this place, you get to return home afterwards, so you don't need to worry about that, but you can only go to one place. Where do you go? Do you go forwards in time? Do you go backwards in time? Where do you go?
Yeah, of course, I go to the travel to the future.
Okay.
I think year 2050.
2050. Okay.
Maybe.
30 years. In
30 years ago, I am a little bit grandfather, and in one place, I go to the America.
Okay.
somebody, girls, alcohol, and and
Simon likes it.
And relax, don't stress, and relax, and don't stress.
Great answer.
This is the best answer we've had. Yeah, exactly.
So now we've reached the point in the episode where we shine a spotlight onto one of Mathieu's balls. So this is ball spotlight. You say you have 200 mini golf balls. Can you choose one mini golf ball that's important to you, that stands out to you for whatever reason, that's memorable to you? So if you had to choose one mini golf ball out of your 200 to tell us about, which mini golf ball would it be?
My favorite ball is my ball.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so because my ball is the pretty good and I pretty good.
Yeah.
And I played only this ball because this is my ball from the 2017 from the World Adventure Golf Master. So this is ball when I play. So yeah, this ball because this is my ball.
Yeah, okay, and final question of the episode then. What is one thing, when you look at people playing adventure golf, what's the one thing you think most other players get wrong? It could be something that you do wrong yourself and you want to improve in yourself, or it could be something that you do different and you think people are doing wrong. So when you watch people playing adventure golf, competing in tournaments, what's the one thing you think players get wrong and that they could improve?
I try not to notice other players on tournaments. It tends to get in my head and it spoils my game. And if I had to choose one thing, it is losing concentration when you're not doing well. It's struggle with it myself. So, yeah.
Perfect. Great answers. Great answers. Okay, Mathieu, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you and learning about what you think. I think we've had some really interesting stuff. So thank you so much for coming here and sharing. Simon, any final thoughts from you?
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on. We all know the standard of adventure golf is so high out in the Czech Republic, and to see you winning a major at 16 was just fantastic, especially for a lot of the UK players who have met you at WAGAMS in Croatia and Sweden. So yeah, thank you for coming on and sharing with us today.
Yeah, thank you too. I'm very happy because you, Andrew, and you, Simon, is very good players and very good friends. And yeah, thank you for the invitation, and I'm very happy with you and Simon.
Did you enjoy yourself today? Did you enjoy your time on 54 Problems?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. With that said, all that's left then is goodbye from Mathieu.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from Simon.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.